Every Word Go guide can create an unmissable experience for their group members. Think of a place where you love to spend time, a favorite cafe, a restaurant, a bookstore, or maybe even someone's home. If it's a place that you feel at ease, you can be sure that someone has taken the time to carefully consider how to make that a place you can't wait to get back to. When it comes to creating a great experience for your Word Go group, there are a few things you should consider. Consider your venue. Where you meet with your Word Go group will have an impact on the dynamic of the group. Whether you decide to gather in a coffee shop, an office, or someone's home, you have an opportunity to create an environment that sets your group at ease. Let's be honest, the first time we go to any kind of social gathering can be intimidating. So think about how you can make the space a place that works for a small group Bible study. Room temperature, lighting, and even seating are important. Playing music while people arrive helps with any lulls in the conversation. And clear parking directions beforehand can help avoid any last minute flustered arrivals. Prepare to host. When it comes to hosting your Word Go group, think of it the same way you'd host guests that you've invited to a party in your home. One of the best ways to make people instantly feel at ease is to provide some food and drinks. And once you've been running for a few weeks, it's a good idea to get others involved and share out the responsibility of providing a few snacks and treats to enjoy while you meet. If this is something you think you might need help with, why not involve somebody you are inviting from the first week to assist you in hosting? Make people feel at home. There's no exact science or formula for all of this, but with the welcoming attitude and a few simple actions, you can put your group members at ease and help them feel at home. Always place an emphasis on personal touches. Warm welcomes, remembering names, and introducing any new group members, of course. If the gathering venue is more functional, like an office space or a church hall, try and make tweaks and changes to the room to make it feel more like home. Some lamps, plants, and bringing in some comfier seating even can go a long way in upgrading the experience. This is something you can work on each week and adapt to find the best fit for your group. The ultimate aim is to make people feel welcome, comfortable, and relaxed. When the group feels at home, the connection time, the group discussion, and prayer times will all benefit. People will be able to go deeper in God's Word, and your group can become an unmissable event in the calendar of your group members. As you consider how best to make your group feel at home, think about someone who you could invite to assist you. And finally, write down a few simple ways you can create a welcoming meeting venue and maximize the first 5 minutes of every gathering. Create the experience, consider your venue, prepare to host, and make people feel at home. Thank you.